Racine Metro Space in East Lansing will host a unique program blending theater and music tonight. An evening with Arthur White, The Legend Returns, is the brainchild of Art Chiaravalli and Will Yurkevich. They recently spoke with current state Scott Pohl about the project and the mid-70s era men they portray, Will Witkowski, and of course, the legend, who can forget him, Arthur White.
Arthur White was a tremendous musical force in the 1970s. Almost every artist who listened to him was profoundly influenced by him. Unfortunately, we have no records of him.
Why would that be?
Well,
it's a long story.
The master tapes just kept on disappearing. And there's a lot of speculation about where they have gone. People think that there might be connections to the Weathermen. Some people think there might be some connections to Arthur White's alleged cult activity. Some people think it might just be misfortune. Some people might think, you know, they were stolen under the guise that someone thought they were stealing John Lennon's master tapes.
Just sloppiness, maybe?
Could be sloppiness. Yeah, there are a lot of unsolved mysteries there.
So he was a force, and yet no recordings were ever released, never charted. Would I be right about that?
I'm told there are bootlegs out there.
Bootlegs are floating around.
And there are some people with some pretty profound memories of some pretty exceptional performances.
What's he been doing for the last 40 years?
Well, he's gotten into a bit of trouble, I think, over the course of many years. He did have some cult involvement. So photographs, report cards, any sort of record of Arthur White needed to be destroyed. And it does look like that's what happened.
Now, we're going to spend a few minutes talking with 1975 Arthur White and 1975 Will Witkowski. Who's Will Witkowski? Let's start with that. Who are you, Will?
I'm the son of a Polish immigrant who came to this country with absolutely nothing and built a cement empire in Detroit. We grew up in Hamtramck. Our mother's Italian, which might explain why Arthur and I look a little bit different than each other. I think I took after my dad a little bit more. He took after our mother a little bit more. My dad was just someone who really lived the American dream. Built 696, built the lodge, with the cement company.
So, Arthur, did you drag Will into this nefarious world of music in Detroit in 1975?
Actually, it was kind of the opposite way.
Really?
My brother, I thank him a lot. Thank you very much, Will, for everything that you've done for me. Will was the one who had this vision. He wanted me to play my music, and I'm pretty excited about my music, but actually I've kind of moved on a little bit from my music now after I visited Japan and happened to run into some people over there who I think have a message for this world, a message that this world needs to hear. So I have been more on the spiritual end of the spectrum. Will has been more interested in getting things up and running with this band. One of the things that I'm thinking about now is moving on to some other part of my life.
We have our new record coming out really soon. We want to make sure that we support that. In fact, we came back to Michigan because we really want to take some time off and just, get our heads together. And we also want to make sure that we honor our Detroit fans who've stuck with us all this way. You know, they're really excited about the album. I know Arthur doesn't want to let them down.
So is the band hot in Japan?
Yeah, we do have a bit of a following in Japan. But like I said, I'm tired of being up on stage. Right now I want to use my platform maybe to allow this individual who I happen to have the good fortune of running into, and I want to bring him back to the United States and give him a larger forum.
Now, since the two of you are here, we're going to hear you play as a duo. What are you going to play for us?
I believe we're going to play Head Over Heels, Head Over Heels. So, it's a song about falling in love and maybe going a little bit beyond that to what is it behind that that feeling, that emotion that allows you to actually mount towards something even more profound. That's kind of what we're doing with this song.
it's just a beautiful, beautiful love song. I think everybody will be able to relate to it. Everyone who's ever been in love, you know, I think it's just a profound expression of the wonderful relationship that Arthur and his wife have.
Well, let's hear a little of it.
A page at a time. See the story of your life unfold for my eyes. And it's bound to become a part of mine. Paint a picture of the paradise I once knew. Can you keep me coming back to what I knew? Ain't it something that it's the last thing I was going to say to you? Why I would hide these feelings, the secret behind.
The song sounds great, guys. So what's next for you, Arthur?
Well, I do have some songs, and Will is interested in putting those together in some way, and putting some accompaniment and connecting me with some musicians and connecting with me with some people, as he's always done, and I really appreciate that.
You can't deny your American fans music, can you, Arthur?
They have been waiting a long time.
I'm waiting, and I do plan on giving them something. But, you know, at the same time, I think as an artist, you have a responsibility to, when you know about something, when you have something that you need to share, that you need to use your platform appropriately to share that information with other people. And you know, I've been talking about this gentleman, Dr. Carlton Farthington, a Burmese-born, Oxford-educated gentleman, who I was very taken by, and I want to bring his message. I've had enough of my message. I've only been scraping the surface with my music.
And I think we're all waiting for you to take your music to a much higher level. Everybody's really excited about what you can do with music.
Well, 1975 Arthur White and 1975 Will Witkowski, thank you for visiting
thank
us
you
on
very much.
Current
thank you.
Stage.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Can we talk now for just one more moment or so with Art Chiaravalli and Will Yurkevich?
Sure thing.
Certainly.
What will people experience at Scene Metrospace on Thursday night when they experience the sweet world of Arthur White? What will they see and hear?
Well, specifically what they'll experience is what Arthur White is like in the year 2013. What has happened to this formerly great artist, you know, who is living in obscurity? What is his life like now? And in the middle of the show, we flash back to a 1975 television show that we were on where things started to fall apart in the band. And what we'd like everybody in the audience to do is dress for 1975, because we're going to take the footage from that part of the show and put it on YouTube to substantiate Arthur White's existence back in 1975 so that we can get a conceptual art piece going where the whole story of Arthur White unfolds.
I had some songs that I had never really played. I played in bands during my 20s, and I had never really played this batch of songs, the shorthand for which was Arthur White. And so Will was able to kind of put it into his own frame of reference, and he really built kind of a story around it. I had some sense that it was a story, it was something that had happened at some earlier point, you know, maybe decades ago. But I really didn't have much sense of where we were going to go with it. So Will was able to take that and actually build sort of a story around it and build a lot of characters into that. We're trying to get some footage of that, some footage of the actual thing, but Lansing is going to be in on it, so to speak.
So there may be something for us to return to down the road.
A lot of stuff to return to, definitely.
We're trying to get the raw materials, and Joe Hogan is going to be putting together a lot of the documentary footage. So this is one of the main reasons for this show. First of all, hopefully a great show and enjoyable in and of itself, but also sort of the raw materials for the documentarian to go with and actually create the myth.
And so if you're attending, bust out the polyester and the bell bottoms.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes.
Art Chiaravalli and yes. Will Yurkevich, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.